Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jasmine.
Hi, I have filed a dispute with your company for the method that you used to get me to purchase all of this stuff that you're now so supposedly sending me. So I need you to cancel it all.
Can I have your zip code, please, so I can locate an account?
27106.
Thank you. And your first and last name?
Cecile Naylor.
Thank you, Ms. Naylor. One moment, please. Can you verify your shipping address for me, please?
5032 Meadow Hill Court.
Thank you. And I've located your account, Ms. Naylor.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows that you placed for the premium earbuds, lifetime warranty, the fitness watch, the colored straps, and another extra strap.
Yeah. The way this worked, and I guess you already know this, is it came through as an Amazon, you know, as a take the survey for us, you know. And so I took the survey, and then it said you get a reward for the survey, a free Fitbit. And all you have to do is pay shipping. Then they took my credit card number, and then as I was trying to check out, it kept having these other things pop up, and there was no way to get rid of them other than just to say next. I never confirmed that I wanted anything. I just move forward, and you have it set up where when I say next, I'm trying to buy these pieces, these other options. And I don't want to buy all these options. So if your company's not doing it, somebody is doing it to benefit you. I don't know how that would be, but it's, you know, it's a total scam. Didn't want to buy all that stuff.
Okay, well, yes, ma'am, so I apologize because the order was placed on the 19th.
Right, and it didn't actually post on my credit card until the 21st, 2 days later, and they said it had to post before I could dispute it. When I called the credit card company, I changed my credit card immediately because it looked like a scam, and when I told the credit card company that I wanted to, dispute those charges, which I have filed that, they said I needed to call the merchant. And so I said, well, I don't know how to get hold of the merchant. And then they showed me where the number was listed on the charge. So they told me I needed to call you and tell you what was going on.
Okay, yes, ma'am, one moment. I didn't know you disputed the charge. One moment. what I did was I went ahead and notated your account that you had already filed a dispute.
I mean, I
Yes,
guess you guys can just reverse all those charges and keep your Fitbit, and
it already
then
has tracking
there won't
numbers.
be.
So the product's already being sent to you.
I guess I'll send it all right back to you.
Yes, ma'am, I apologize. We have a no return policy. It's going to be a $15 convenience fee on each charge.
You are kidding me. You guys are such scammers. I cannot believe you. I mean, why would you set this up where somebody has no option and then you get all these charges on somebody's account and then you're going to charge them $15 for each one? So they're not going to do it. They're not going to return it. You are such scammers. Well, we'll see what happens with the card dispute. They'll just reverse it and you'll be out the money. And I guess I'll keep the stuff because I'm not returning it if you're going to charge me $15 per thing.
No, I said a 15% convenience fee, 15%. Each item didn't even
Yeah,
have
well, you still get some money out of this, don't you? You still get some money out of this.
You still get the products.
No, if I return it, I pay you 15%.
We have a no return policy. The 15% is because you can't return it, ma'am.
And so what do you mean? What's 15%? I say I don't want it, and you – what are you talking about? If I can't return it, what is the 15%?
Okay, let's start all over. I said – you can't return it. I'm canceling it out. There's going to be a 15% convenience fee on each one of those charges, meaning that I'm going to refund everything back to the card besides the 15% of each charge. 15%, not $15.
Okay.
Anything else?
Yeah, I mean, you still get some money for pulling off a scam.
No,
you
still get our products, ma'am. You called in 4 days after you had already placed it, not 24 hours, saying that, okay, well, I don't want these products. Can you please cancel the order? I just made it. You waited 4 days, then you called in and said, okay, this is a scam.
Oh, and where did it say I had 24 hours? Because I would have called that in if it had shown up on anything I had.
No, sir. No, ma'am.
It never
explained. It did explain it in terms and conditions, but what I'm explaining is when somebody accidentally orders something, or they think it's a scam, they call in within the 24 hours, so most of the time, 5 minutes, 10 minutes after the order is placed, and say, I don't want to continue. But
well, if I'd known where to call,
day,
I would have. Where would I have
you
called?
You ended up calling the bank 4 days later. You still ended up calling the bank.
Because they told me I could not call them until it posted on my account, and it didn't post on my account till yesterday. So that was the first I could call them was today. It just posted overnight on my account. They told me I couldn't call them until after it posted.
Okay, well, that's what I'm explaining, ma'am, is that you waited.
Yeah, well, you got a great racket going, right? You got
no,
a great
ma'am.
Racket going.
It's not that we have a great racket. It's that we already have tracking numbers. So you know it's not a scam or it's not fraud because USPS gave a whole tracking number, meaning that they're delivering the products. So now you're going to get the products just for 15% of what they originally were.
Yeah, which is still more than I was originally paying, which was the $7.97 just to ship
the
Fitbit.
No, it's not actually. Yes, ma'am. So did you hear me when I said I was refunding everything back except for 15%?
Yeah. So what's 15% of something like $85? It's like...
$12. You never got charged $85. You don't have an $85 charge on your account at all. So
I have five charges. I have five charges. One's $29. One's $19.98. One's $19.95. One's $7.97, and one's $6.97. So when you add those all together, they end up being $80-something.
Yes, ma'am.
It's
and
like
I said,
30, 20, 20.
Ma'am, once again, I said there's going to be a 15, again, there's going to be a 15% convenience fee on each charge. Not you add up the total and then I just take 15% off of the total. I'm taking 15%
there's no
off
difference.
Each charge.
Right. 15% off each charge is the same thing as 15% off the total.
No,
I mean, there's, you know, mathematically, yes, it is.
Okay.
Figure it out. If if you take 15% off $28.99,
I don't want to argue, so it's going to be a 15% convenience fee on each charge. Is there anything else that I can assist you with? You've already filed a dispute against the charges. Well, thank you for calling customer support, and you have a very great day, ma'am.
Bye.